I looked up some of the worst cancers and the best cancer centers in Pennsylvania or in the US. And also came across something saying that younger people are getting cancer more often, and also that some of the things that cause cancer are processed foods, overeating, and drinking alcohol. And then I thought, well, what do all those things have in common? Things stressed out people do to cope. Coping skills, management of emotions. And then it makes you wonder, I start to wonder, can't speak for anyone else. Is everyone's stress causing their cancer? According to the doctors, Pascal's tumor started growing 7 months ago. Pretty sure she was in the US at that time. Although she wanted to be back in Germany. Or maybe she had just gotten back there. I don't know the specific dates, actually. But that is very specific for them to know that. And I do believe we can undo it. The things we may have caused in our bodies. The holistic approach believes that she can cure herself of this. And I'm not sure why this happened all of a sudden, but she has been afraid her whole life that she had a brain tumor. So why it happened just now, one cannot be sure. Maybe it started a long time ago. And once it starts creating side effects in the body, such as paralysis, drooping face, not able to lift a limb. Maybe that's when it starts to get pretty intense. But that doesn't mean the person can't do anything about it. I believe they can. I believe she can. I am optimistic about this. I've read about people believing away their cancer, believing it back, believing it away, believing it back. And I don't believe it was a fairy tale. I believe we are capable of creating, capable of erasing, capable of creating turmoil in our bodies, and capable of creating pure health in our bodies. And I want to talk to her about this.